Right here we have the carrots. Right here we currently got the cabbages going. And then over here we just recently got the lettuce growing.
That's Lapani Nadori, who works for the Alutiiq tribe of Old Harbor, where he, among other things, oversees Nuniak Farm, which consists of two large hoop houses and a chicken coop on the edge of the village.
Nuniak is actually the Alutiiq name for Old Harbor.
This is the first summer they've had the garden fully established. It even includes fruit trees, cherries and apples, and some kiwis. And
how many chickens you got?
35 hens and one rooster.
The chickens produce about 24 eggs a day, give or take. When they stop producing eggs, they butcher them and sell them for meat. The project is funded through a 3-year grant, which ends at the end of September. The city of Old Harbor is willing to support the program when the grant funding ends, but there won't be any more funding to pay for a staff member to manage it. So they're turning it into a community garden to be run by volunteers during the transition. Eventually, they hope a community member will take the farm on as a business. Nadori says the Nuniak food market, where the food is sold, takes a small cut from the proceeds.
Once we clean off the eggs, they actually go into these 12 dozen containers, and they are sold pretty much for $4.44 a dozen. Also, we have the kale, bok choy, and lettuce that are currently for sale for 24 count, 24 leaves.
For $3.49.
That is correct.
Those prices are the same or cheaper than those paid for the same type of foods in Kodiak. Plus, they don't have to endure a barge trip or a flight, and they're fresh. The Kodiak Archipelago Leadership Institute, or CALI, helped secure the federal grant for Old Harbor through the Administration for Native Americans. The grant also helped start farms in Port Lyons, Izinki, and Larsen Bay. They're working on wrapping up business plans for the farms with the villages this September, before the grant ends on the 30th. In Old Harbor, I'm Daisha Eaton.